This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, Corey Majors, by the way, should be back tomorrow, as well as our sit-in with Jim, who won the KNC Masterpiece Peace-a-thon donation. I don't think I said that right.
I don't know what you just
said. It's time for the top 10 with the Woolly Bully.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We will get to the top 10 Bruce Willis movies. Happy birthday to him. He's 70 years old today. So what is your favorite Bruce Willis movie? Also, what would be on your master's menu? 877-881-1053. Very quickly, I did see season 2 of the Netflix series Quarterback is going to feature Joe Shiesty himself, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk O'Chains is back. Kirk Cousins on a new team, which will feature him back-to-back years. They've got a Falcons quarterback. Last year was Mariota, who was, hey, forward this. The dude was very uninteresting.
He really was terrible.
And then Kirk Cousins, who really was, it kind of stole the show last year on the quarterback series.
I can see that.
But back-to-back years, the quarterback in Atlanta got benched. Mariota got benched last year. This year, Cousins gets benched for Penix. So that'll be interesting. I enjoyed the first season of Quarterback, except I did forward all the Marcus Mariota scenes. But this,
I liked it as well.
These are three engaging personalities in Burrow, Goff, and Cousins.
Did you watch Receiver?
I didn't.
Okay. See, I didn't watch either because I heard it was like, not this is a bad thing, but
I saw like
the
an
same
episode.
As Quarterback. And
now that, in those of you that are kind of in the same timeline as me with life, like the second you get married, have children, you really have to pick and choose. Like what can, there's so many things to watch.
True.
And you just don't have time for it all.
That's fair.
The other thing that I wanted to note is Scottie Scheffler's Masters menu before we get into the top 10. Now, this is the second time he's won the Masters. And when you do, if you didn't know, there's the Masters dinner and the reigning champion gets to create a menu of whatever they want. He's essentially using the same menu that he used 2 years ago in 2023, except he's got two changes. So this year, he's bringing back the Scotty-style sliders with firecracker shrimp.
Ooh.
But this time, he swapped out the tortilla soup for Texas-style chili, and he added Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. Now, Papa Chef, that's chef for Scheffler. Is he going to go back there and make these meatballs and ravioli bites himself?
Ooh.
Are these the Papa Chef recipe?
You should be excited about that.
That'd
right?
That'd be kind of cool. The other stuff that he's got here in his appetizer, or his first course, is the chili. The appetizers were the cheeseburger sliders, Scotty style, the firecracker shrimp, and the meatballs and the ravioli bites. Main course, which is the same, choice of wood-fired cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish. Served with family-style mac and cheese,
oh yeah,
jalapeno cream corn, soy-glazed Brussels sprouts, and chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes.
Would you make an argument that any meal can include macaroni and cheese?
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that like they'll have it available everywhere, but I feel like everywhere would be welcome. They'd be like, oh, mac and cheese, great.
Yeah, I think mac and cheese, like when it's on the Thanksgiving list and people argue that's not a Thanksgiving food, I don't disagree, but who the hell cares?
Yeah.
It gets good with everything.
Yeah.
If I want to have Thanksgiving on New Year's Eve, on St. Patrick's Day, on July 4th, there's never not a good time to have bleeping mac and cheese.
Man, that is a good point.
It's an all-holiday food. The dessert also sounds delightful. Warm chocolate chip skillet cookie vanilla bean ice cream.
Yeah, I'm with them on that.
And shout out to the 806. I'm just going to take Brandon Hurtado with me and let him do his thing.
Yeah, I don't even want to know. Just tell me what it is when you bring it out.
Yeah,
and
we'll
I'll
be good.
Like, great.
Yeah, or just like Whataburger, I think would be a win. And then anything at Cold Beer and Cheeseburgers, which again, you can be with us party Friday, 2 to 7, live G-Bag Nation. Mm. And when I say a party.
In Euless,
it really is a party. I don't think we've ever had more liquor purchased for us at a remote since I've been a part of the G-Bag Nation. I know you would turn it down.
No.
Which, honestly, I would probably like to have a little bit of your willpower in that scenario because I took 3 shots in the first hour.
See, I learned to take it and distribute it to other people on the show.
Okay.
So I would just pass it all to Eric. By the way, the 817, fun fact, the host, Scotty Scheffler, has to pay for it. Now I think the host every single year. Is that right?
I think that is right. I believe I've heard this before.
Maybe it's because, like, hey, you won the Masters. We gave you, like, $8 million. Pay for the damn debt.
Let us know. Those of you that are really plugged in with the Masters, is that true? I think you're right, 817. I believe I saw that before and thought there's no way that's
idea.
True.
That's
and then looked it up and it was. But, hey, we could be getting butt-cracked right now. All right, let's slide in the top 10. Top 10 Bruce Willis movies of all time. We got some love for The Sixth Sense coming in.
Can I tell you the one that it should be that will not be on the list? The Last Boy Scout.
Ooh, okay.
If you've never seen this movie, it is so entertaining. It might not be very good. Don't worry about that. But it's super entertaining. So Damon Wayans is a football star in this like offshoot NFL league. Kind of think about Any Given Sunday. Bruce Willis is there. He plays a cop. His daughter gets involved. She's the chick that was a little girl who murdered somebody.
Oh, imagine he's playing
somebody.
A cop and his daughter gets involved.
Yeah.
Is this just like Die Hard?
But this is that actually, I guess, was after Die Hard. But also at some point, somebody runs down the football field with a gun and shoots the defenders in front of them. It is ridiculous. It is super fun.
Okay. I'm going to have to check it out.
You should. It's fun.
I might. I've got a lot of movies on this list that I've written some down from Lucius. I've now got this one that I need to see. And eventually I will get to all of them. Pulp Fiction has to be on the list. I agree. I actually just had this conversation with Hagee. If you were in Pulp Fiction, I don't really see, like, you're going to have quite the resume if Pulp Fiction's not your number one movie.
So my guess then.
And it's not. Pulp Fiction's okay. High on this list.
Then my guess,
but I will say it's not the number one movie.
My guess is going to be Die Hard then.
Okay. Well, here's the honorable mentions. Mercury Rising from 1998. Armageddon didn't crack the top 10. Okay, you don't like Armageddon?
That movie sucks.
I think it's an hour too long. I mean, it's typical Michael Bay, and I think that it's a solid movie.
Deep
I don't
Impact
think it's
better than.
I don't
movie.
Think it sucks. There are some redeeming qualities about that film, and Liv Tyler is gorgeous, but it is entirely too long.
There's gonna be another movie that might be on this list that I think sucks that people are gonna get mad about.
Never seen this one. Death Becomes Her.
Oh, yeah, Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn.
Robert Zemeckis directed it.
I've not seen that movie in a long time. It's all right.
Sin City.
That movie sucks.
And then Red.
I've never seen that movie, honestly.
The first Red's really good. I never saw the sequels, but I thought it was an entertaining film.
Okay.
Number 10 on the list, underrated, and I do have a soft spot for this movie, Moonrise Kingdom.
That movie is awesome.
Yeah.
I love
really good movie.
Love that movie.
I think it's one of Wes Anderson's best.
For and if sure.
and some like you're probably either into Wes Anderson or you're not, because it's a very awkward, dry humor, satire, slow burn type of. But I mean, like Grand Budapest Hotel, I think is his best. Moonrise Kingdom for me would be number two.
I could see those. Those two are outstanding. I still have a soft spot for Rushmore,
okay,
just because of the back and forth between Schwartzman and Bill Murray.
Well, I actually never saw Rushmore.
It's
so maybe that would end up
beating it.
Number nine is Looper.
Okay, Looper. Not a bad movie whatsoever. Science fiction-y. It's got Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it, too, I do believe.
Emily Blunt. Paul Dano.
I like Paul Dano.
Paul Dano.
He was awesome as the Riddler.
He's him and who was the guy that played Jesse Pinkman that was also in Friday Night Lights? Jesse Plemons.
Oh, yeah.
If Paul Dano and Jesse Plemons are in a movie, it's probably a good movie.
That's true. You ever surprised, though, that Jesse Plemons married Kirsten Dunst?
Yes.
Like, good for him, though,
yes,
right?
But they seem to be very much in love.
Yeah.
Number eight is Nobody's Fool from 1994, which I can't say I saw either.
I don't think I'd know that movie.
Robert Benton, who won Oscars for his work on Kramer versus Kramer and Places in the Heart.
I've seen Kramer versus
Kramer. The film is really a vehicle for Paul Newman, who received a Best Actor Oscar nom, but Willis has many fine moments in this movie as well. I guess it's there's a...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vellini and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Courtroom scene in this as well. I've never seen it. If you have, let us know if this is good. Expendables being texted in. I don't think Bruce Willis was in No Country for Old Men.
I don't think he was either.
The Fifth Element's getting some love.
Ooh, yeah.
Demolition Man. Hudson Hawk.
Demolition Man.
I don't think he's in Demolition Man
either. I don't
think
he's in Demolition Man. All right. Hudson Hawk is a movie that I feel like there's no in-between on. Either people see it and they love it, or they see it and they think this is the worst piece of crap I've ever seen in my life. If I had to pick one side, I would probably go towards the crap side. I do not like that movie. If you want to see Bruce Willis sing and dance a little and stuff like that, I didn't love it.
Number seven, top 10 Bruce Willis movies on his 70th birthday. The Siege comes in at number seven.
I don't think I've seen that movie either.
This was 1998. Edward Zwick directed it. You've got Denzel in here, Annette Bening.
Ooh, maybe I have seen it. I feel like I've seen most of the Denzel movies.
Six is Bandits from 2001.
Bandits, that's too high.
Billy Bob Thornton,
yeah,
Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett, yeah, that's too high. That movie is solid. That's too high.
Here's the top five. Number five, way too low, should be number one in my opinion. But I could get another movie that's also not number one being number one, but it's not. Pulp Fiction comes in at number five.
Man.
How in the world is it just five?
Is it because...
Just because he's not in it a lot?
Or is it because his wife is absolutely intolerable in that
movie? Oh, so it just off-puts all the scenes he's in?
I don't know. She is the worst part about that movie to me. But that movie is awesome. That is five. And having that right next to Bandits, outrageous.
Mm. Number four, I See Dead People.
Sixth Sense. That movie rules. Corey will tell you he knew the reveal like right when the movie started, or pretty early in the movie started.
Have you seen Haley Joel Osment now?
Yeah, man, because he was doing like Entourage stuff
for
a while.
He was just in that Channing Tatum movie that's very bizarre. I can't remember what the name of it is. I watched it recently with my sister and wife when my sister was in town. It's on Max right now. I'll find out what the name of it is, but it's a weird movie.
Oh, is it Blink Twice?
Blink Twice, yes.
Yes,
Blink
he
Twice.
Is in that movie.
It was interesting. Number three is In Country from 1989. Dramatic performance as a Vietnam veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Earned him a Golden Globe nomination as Best Actor for his efforts.
Oh, wow.
Take it, neither of us have seen this movie.
So this is Bruce Willis with hair doing dramatic things. Yeah. Pass. I've not seen that movie either. So there's three of these movies that I haven't seen now.
Were you playing a drop?
Yeah. You know, Jared Sandler had to get in.
Oh, Bruce. Perfect. Thank you. Bruce. Number two is Die Hard. Surprisingly not, like, one.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Is it a Christmas movie?
No. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It was in our Christmas movie bracket.
It is a Christmas
movie. That's not
the
question I'm asking. Did Die Hard with a Vengeance, the third one, get the shaft on this? Die Hard 2 is terrible. They're like, let's make the exact same
movie. Yeah, no other Die Hards are on this list. And this is from Screen Guild.
I think.
Oh, no, Gold Derby, which does all the Oscar stuff.
I think Die Hard with Vengeance is pretty good. Die Hard 2, not so much.
I liked it, but I'm okay with just having, since it's a franchise and he's got a good repertoire of films, just putting the one on there that led to everything.
So I can think of two movies that we have not heard.
Okay.
Did you say The Fifth Element?
No.
So The Fifth Element and 12 Monkeys, we haven't heard either one of those.
Okay.
That feels like an oversight one way or another.
Well, number one, we go to 1995, starring Brad Monkeys. Pitt and Christopher Plummer. It is 12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys is awesome.
Which got a lot of texts. A lot of people texted in 12 Monkeys. But do you think that's Bruce Willis's best movie?
It feels really tough to argue against Die Hard or Pulp Fiction. If you wanted to put 12 Monkeys third, I feel like I could support that. But I mean, Pulp Fiction and Die Hard feel
I
like...
I think they should be one, too.
Yeah. It probably in that order as well. But 12 Monkeys would be pretty high up there. That's a really, really good movie. I'm surprised Fifth Element didn't make it again. Not the best movie ever made, but it is very entertaining.
It's very well known.
So, yeah, 12 Monkeys, Brad Pitt is awesome in that. Madeline Stowe.
Madeline Stowe still got it.
Yeah, she does still got it in that movie. So I would recommend that. I saw a bunch of people text in Unbreakable as well. I like Unbreakable, I think, more than most people.
I forgot he was even in Unbreakable. That was a one-time watch for me.
Yeah, because it got teased as a comic book movie. And then it just didn't have...
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking about the book. Yeah, Unbreakable is fantastic. Yeah. That should be in the top 10.
It got teased as a comic book movie. Then it was a very different, like, dramatic kind of movie. And it spawned some other stuff later on.
Yeah,
so
we got Split and then we got Glass.
Yes. And that reveal, I remember I was in the movie theater when they show him at the end of Split. And you could hear people like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And others had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
But no, Unbreakable should be in the top 10. That would be a top 10 for me.
What about The Whole Nine Yards? Did you ever see that?
Was that with Amanda Peet?
It was.
Okay.
Why do you know that she's in that movie?
I think that was one of the first movies I saw her in. It was right after I saw Something's Gotta Give.
Lie. Why do you know that she's in that movie?
Naked.
There you go. Yeah. That's all I wanted you to admit. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we power rank the NFL power rankings post-free agency, plus FC Dallas midfielder Sebastian Legette. All of it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Sebastian Legette coming up from FC Dallas in about 5 minutes. But first, power rank the NFL power rankings post-free agency, or at least the first wave of free agency. I'm going to give you an option. Would you like NFL.com or Fox Sports?
Yeah, let's go Fox Sports.
Okay.
Yeah, is that a surprise?
I am surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is the worst team in all of football still? Or maybe again?
Is it still the Tennessee Titans?
No, the Tennessee Titans have rocketed up to number 29.
Okay, give me the Giants.
Oh, the New York Giants are at 31.
So they're keeping the Browns?
The Cleveland Browns are the worst team in all of football. It's Cleveland Browns, followed by the Giants, followed by the Jets, followed by the Titans per Fox Sports. Who do you think is the best team in all of football post first wave of free agency?
I don't think it will be the Eagles, actually. Am I wrong? Is it the Eagles?
One thing I would always recommend in games like this, listen to the audio that comes back, and that is usually a hint for you.
You know that I never do.
I know.
So I'm going to go with the Eagles then.
The Philadelphia Eagles, Alec, are number one in the Fox rankings.
Not breaking news.
Who would be second on the list?
The Baltimore Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens are not number two.
Are they in the top five?
Or three. Or four. But they are number five.
Okay, number two. I mean, the thing is, like, Kansas City lost people.
That's true.
So, all right, they're number two.
They are number four.
What?
Kind of baited you into that pick.
Give me Buffalo.
Buffalo Bills are number three.
All right, it's the Rams.
It is not the Rams. The Rams.
Just ram it.
The Rams are number eight.
Okay, well, then they need to do a better job because the Rams need to be higher.
The disrespect
the Lions are getting
of the Detroit Lions in this scenario.
I have been disrespecting them.
The Lions are second on the list. So Eagles one, then Lions, Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens.
Okay. Solid top five.
Now perhaps, but you're outraged about where the Rams are.
I am. The Rams need to be higher.
Now potentially, I'm going to get back to the Cowboys in just a minute because you're going to want to hear where these rankings are. In the meantime, though, let's take you to the pitch, and we will talk with FC Dallas midfielder Sebastian Legette. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how are we doing, guys?
We're doing very well. Now, we got a lot of hopefully upbeat and fun questions, but you know I got to ask, the loss to Vancouver, how did you guys get zero shots on goal?
Yeah, it was a tough one, and we're aware of it. You know, definitely emotional after the game, you know, because we know we're so much better than this. You know, we've had such a progressive preseason, you know, starting off the season, you know, super well against Houston, you know, falling a bit short in Colorado, but still showing some good signs. And then the last two games, it just wasn't, you know, we know it's not good enough and we have some things to work on. So at least there's indicators that there is positives, but you know, we are aware of the negatives.
Are you surprised that both of those matches that you just referenced, or the second two that you referenced, were both home matches? That's the part that I think surprised me the most.
Especially in this league, you know, you got to take advantage of those moments. You know, in my career, those are always the ones that come and bite you later on. And you know, obviously we can't control that now, but moving forward, we have to take advantage of that.
Now, going back to the Vancouver match for just one second, the yellow cards, do you think, like, let's just say personally for you, do you think in most cases you get a yellow card because of physical play that you were like, oh, I thought that was probably on the level, or is it emotional stuff that sometimes gets you carded?
I mean, I guess with me, it's going to have to be a physical one because I'm not one to waste any emotional time or any emotional, like yelling with the ref or anything. I don't have that capacity. I'm just like, let's just get on with it. But other guys, of course, get super emotional and they can, you know, get yellow carded for dissent. But no, with me, I think more times than not, it's going to be physical.
Sebastian, my in-laws, season ticket holders with FC Dallas, big fans of yours. When we heard that we were getting you, they were super geeked about it. And I know my brother-in-law was really curious what you think about the new manager, Eric Will, and what you think he's brought to the club so far. What do you enjoy? Maybe even don't enjoy. We're just three friends talking, shooting the S around about playing for him.
No, it's been really good. You know, obviously it's the first four games. We had a really good preseason. I think he's trying to implement a lot of a great mentality, a great intensity, a great dynamic style of play. And it takes time, you know what I mean? And you got to give a manager, and you got to be patient as a player, as staff member in the club, and, you know, especially as a fan. I know it can be frustrating when you don't get results right away, but it's all part of a plan, you know? And so I've really enjoyed it so far. So yeah, there's definitely more positives.
You talked about how you probably won't be one of those people chirping on the field, but afterwards, when you referenced the frustration in the Vancouver match, do you feel like you're somebody who freely speaks their mind in the locker room after the fact?
I think I'm my style is, you know, I'm not going to be breaking TVs or anything like that, but I will have difficult conversations. You know what I mean? And I think when you're in a team and it's a family, you know, you have to have those type of relationships if you want to get anywhere. And I've learned that along the way. It hasn't always been that way, but it's something I've cultivated, and So that's more my style. I think I'm more effective in that way. But yeah, that, I mean, that's just me and other guys, you know, of course they'll throw some water bottles and or whatever. But it's all to get better. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I'm probably one of the water bottle throwing people, and it's just because I care and I don't want to get judged too much.
He also has an anger problem.
No, it's everybody has a different character and everybody, you know, demonstrates their emotions differently. So, you know, you got to leave room for that.
Now, one of the things I understand is one of your outlets outside of the game is painting and drawing. How did you? How did that come to be a big part of your world?
Yeah, you know what? It's a great question. You're the first person to ask me about that, as far as media goes. You know what? It's always been something that's, you know, and we all have this creativity and outlet inside of us. Not to get too preachy, but and I don't know. I got to a certain age and a certain moment in my life where I needed something like that, and so it kind of went away for so long, and then. I don't know what it was. I think, yeah, I turned 30 and I was like, I need it. I need to go back to that. And it just kind of like snowball effect. Now I just can't stop. And so I don't know where it's going to go, but I've really enjoyed, you know, just showing that aspect of me. And I think as athletes and then, you know, all you get to see as far as a fan is like, you know, just all, you know, as far as like us playing and us on the pitch, but then it's kind of nice to see someone's personality on the outside, you know? So it's getting good feedback. Not that I'm looking for that, but it's like, it's nice to see other people like, oh, you know what? You inspired me to like play guitar or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I've had those conversations where I'm like, oh, well, you know, we don't just have to be soccer players, you know, obviously that's our priority, but we can show other aspects of ourselves.
Can you confirm or deny mm-hmm. that you have a little home studio for your artwork and your
yes. Ooh. I do. I create again. Yeah, it was right around the same time. I was like, you know what? I did a partnership with IKEA, and it was just like it was perfect timing. It was just like, oh my god, this is all falling into place. So let's just do something around this. And they were like, yeah, let's that's amazing. Like, let's do it. So yeah, they helped out with that one.
Do you ever look back at some of your work? And obviously, you want to keep it to see your progress, but you're like, I don't know what happened with that one. That wasn't my best work.
I mean, that happens all the time. It's just like this ongoing self-analysis and like inner critic. There's like parts of being a soccer player that also kind of like bleeds into that as well. Just the competitiveness of just like trying to be the best. And you're just like, dude, that's not what we're doing here. Like this is, so I got to like,
that's supposed to be your outlet, like, man.
I know, but you gotta, there's two parts of the brain and you're just like trying to, it's a tug of war sometimes, but 100% I agree with you.
Well, we're obviously pumped for the World Cup coming up here as we get to host at the semifinal, it'll be at AT&T Stadium. Most of us will never be talented at anything to be able to represent our country. Aww. So what's that experience like? Like what memories do you have being part of the U.S. national team?
I mean, I know you hear players say it all the time, you know, it's a huge honor and because it really is, you know, it's a different sensation when you put that jersey on. It's, you know, you could put it to the pressure or you can, you know, there's just something about that, you know, I don't know, just representing so many people and just, and then you being selected as like the few, the 1% of the 1%, you know what I mean? To really take that on. It's just like a huge honor. And I've never played with anyone that didn't really see it that way. And, you know, and thankfully in my time there, we had a lot of success, you know, it was great staff, great group of players. And a lot of them are still playing now. And yeah, I mean, I wish them nothing but the best.
Talk with Sebastian Legette right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we've heard stories about your strict diet, and I'm sure that needs to be the case for most professional athletes. I was curious, and I'm sorry if I say this wrong.
Yeah.
Is the drink mate that you enjoy?
Oh, no, you got it.
Okay. So
yeah.
I know you've got the Argentinian heritage and everything like that. What exactly goes into that? Is it just like a tea?
It is. So there's a yerba mate, like leaves. It's like a plant. And so they, one day I really want to go to Argentina and see the process on how they make it, but basic. And then there's a specific cup, which is called the gourd in English, that you drink it out of. And this goes back generations and generations. And so there's a huge tradition around it. And, you know, I would say in simple terms, it's like a coffee without the jitter, the jitteriness, you know, like when you get jittery. So you don't get that. You get like this nice mental focus. You get this nice caffeine like buzz, but without the crash, which is very interesting, you know? So I do advise people to kind of at least try it.
Is there a food that'll kind of trigger you, like pull you off your game? Like, oh my gosh, that's very, very difficult for me to say no to.
Oh, you said a food?
Yes.
Oh, man. God, that's good. You know what? I'll be honest. I'd say In-N-Out Burger. If I were to go for it, yeah, I know a lot of Texans are going to be like...
Yeah, but you're a Cali guy.
Controversial.
I'm a Cali guy, yeah. You know, but we got to get a protein style, you know what I mean?
I get you.
Keep it healthy.
Well,
there you go.
Man, thank you very, very much. FC Dallas back in action this weekend on the road against Salt Lake. Thank you very much for jumping on with us, sir.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you guys for having me.
There you go. Sebastian Legette right here on 105.3 The Fan. Question, Wolchek, do you think that was his favorite interview ever?
He really lit up as soon as you asked about the painting. I think that you have atoned for your sins of the how do you celebrate Christmas question.
Oh, man. I don't know if I have, because from the 214, don't ask him about Christmas. From the 817, I really thought you were about to ask him a fun, upbeat Christmas question. From the 815, I thought you were about to say, from the, 903, I know you want to ask questions about Christmas, Kevin, so good job keeping that internalized.
You should have asked about Hanukkah or Ramadan or Kwanzaa.
No, I'm done. I'm not asking about that anymore.
I mean, we got Easter coming up. Why don't you say like, hey, what are your Easter Sunday plans?
If the person we have on from FC Dallas is named Chris Kringle and their birthday is December 25th, nothing from me. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Nothing.
From the 817. I don't know how I missed the Christmas thing, but I got to hear it now. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Alec?
No, you don't.
Find it for Crosstalk.
Coming up next, let's chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know that this can be a ridiculous experiment, but we did not give the Cowboys power rankings from Fox and NFL after the first wave of free agency. We're going to do that in just a second. As right now, we bring in those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Thanks to D&M Leeson for making that happen. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Heggie, and you?
I'm doing excellent. The next 2 days, and this is why I was asking you guys this off air, are my favorite 2 days of the sports calendar. Like, give me the next 2 days over the Super Bowl, over... Like, when the Rangers made the World Series, that's a different deal. I'm just saying, with a static schedule of we probably won't be in it, the next 2 days are my favorite sports days of the year.
Is college basketball your favorite sport to watch?
I really do like college basketball.
Okay, then
like
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
And then I love the options of, especially once they moved it out of the CBS, when you look up at the top of the screen, you're like, change the game. There's 1 minute left. This is a 14-point game. Give me that other game. So now that they rolled it out to TNT, True, and TBS, and you can control the movement of it or have multiple screens up, I just think it's the best. You get basketball from 11 a.m. to midnight, just nonstop.
Traditionally, is this a solo venture for you, or is this a more communal event?
It has been for the longest time. That's not really an option anymore.
Yeah, at this point, you don't have any options.
Exactly. So... My wife is really, really helpful with like, hey, I'll do my best.
Right.
And how often do you play the it's for the job card?
I probably not enough. I really should do that more.
That's like all I got.
Yeah.
That's my fastball. I'm a one trick pony with that.
Sure.
It's work.
Let me ask you this as a follow up. As good as maybe Thursday and Friday are, Saturday and Sunday, you have had narratives building. You have
That's
had
true.
Your appetite whetted. You've learned more of the players.
So the only, and that is true.
Still have 16 games.
I still love Thursday and Friday better just because, especially on Sunday and I think on Saturday, in that first time slot, you just get one game. So on Thursday and Friday, I know they're staggered by 30 minutes, but by the time you hit the half, You got three games going at the same time. And I love like all the different games. But this first weekend of the tournament is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Even last night, you get the buzzer beater at the end of the game.
Alabama State.
Yeah. That was like, that's awesome.
It was perfect. It was right as the Stars went to intermission. So I flipped over to it and was like, oh my gosh.
You probably had more excitement than the play-by-play guys.
Probably. Dude. It was a weak call.
We're gonna, Spiro Dees, was he on it?
Yeah.
It was Spiro Dees.
They're going to go for it. Yeah. Oh, they got it. Good job.
Old D-Dez.
So for Fox and NFL.com, they both list the Cowboys in their power rankings. I know. Who cares? It's early. At 22, though.
Yeah.
That, I was surprised at how low that was. Should I not be surprised?
You shouldn't be. I just saw some odds today. I think they were like just in the NFC to win the NFC. They were like 10th or 11th in the conference. So that pretty much adds up properly. They're probably around 20-22 in the league.
You seem surprised.
Yeah, I'd have put them around the middle of the pack. Like, I just think, and I talked to you guys about this, where the trends, and if it works out, like there hasn't been a repeat champion in the NFC East. Well, the Cowboys usually will bounce back from having a down year when there's no expectations for them, and we all think they're going to be bad to like win 10 games and make the playoffs. So, I mean, I don't think they should be a top 15 team, but I thought they'd be like 16 to 18 range.
Okay, I could see that. Do you guys have, I'm going to look over on this side of the table, Broadus, because you've warned me and told me about pop culture and movie questions.
Yep.
Do you guys have a favorite Bruce Willis movie that was the top 10 for Wooly Bully in honor of Bruce Willis's birthday, I do believe.
70 years old today.
Nice.
70 years old, and he's going through a lot right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are my choices here? What am I picking from?
Die Hard,
Pulp Fiction, 12 Monkeys, all immediately come to mind. If you're a Fifth Element guy.
He's a big Armageddon guy.
Armageddon sucks.
Thank you.
I've never heard of the 12 Monkeys movie. Are you ball sacking me with this?
That was number one on the list.
It is.
It's from 95. So what was it, the year you were born?
Literally never heard of that movie. 94.
Plays just this unhinged person. He's phenomenal in that movie. If you get a chance and you like science fiction, you should check it out. If you don't,
I've grown on it. I think I've grown on it.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, it's
like
really
Stranger
good.
Things probably started to sprinkle. Even like senior year high school Star Wars.
There's no dragons in there, so you should be good.
Do you like dragons?
No, it's just like
he makes fun of me for liking Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Lord of the Rings doesn't do anything for me.
I like Lord of the Rings, but I could see that. So those are the ones that like immediately jumped to mind. Did you ever see the one I voted for that didn't get a lot of love was The Last Boy Scout with him and Damon Wayans?
Man, I don't have good movie recall, if you will.
This is why
they take out a gun and shoot defenders in the middle of a football game in the rain.
Okay. Sounds promising.
Have you seen that movie?
Wow. I know that scene.
Yes.
Like, I definitely know that scene from the football movie, which is the craziest thing that you could ever fathom really happening on a football field.
It is so weird, but I wanted to throw that out there.
But you brought up Unbreakable, and Unbreakable is awesome.
I like Unbreakable a lot.
That's a blind spot for me.
So did you see Split?
I did.
Okay, so Unbreakable was actually like a prequel to Split.
Okay. M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not familiar with that first.
Does this guy actually have some good movies, or is he known more for TV?
Shyamalan?
No, Bruce Willis.
Oh, Bruce Willis. Are you thinking Moonlighting?
Think yeah, ones. Stuff like that. I mean,
it's definitely Die Hard and Pulp Fiction, I'd say, would be the top two.
So he's no more.
Die Hard was a franchise. Whole Nine Yards, I think people have respect for.
What do you remember about that movie?
Almost nothing.
What do you remember?
Like, I didn't even know he was a TV actor.
Just be honest.
He was a TV actor, yeah.
I know what you know about that movie. Just admit it.
I admitted it, too.
Yeah. It's exactly what Wolchuk said.
It's Amanda Pete, topless. I gotcha.
I tried to sit in the whole Something's Gotta Give.
It is.
Like, the cinematography there, the balance.
The cinematography.
Oh, yeah, he was in Something's Gotta Give.
She was, yeah. The shading on everything, yeah. I'm with you.
Perfectly framed.
Yes, indeed.
Just good cinematic expression.
Masterpiece.
Okay. Does that work? If you're like, man, look at the cinematography there.
No, nothing works. nothing works there.
I guess I should have been more careful.
On that particular subject, there's not real.
I do not want to get you in trouble or anything like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
What do you fine fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We do have college basketball expert Ari Temkin joining us at 4
Love
o'clock.
Ari.
Yes, and Frank Caliendo actually at 4:40. He's going to tell us about his upcoming plans.
Okay. Zach, you've been with the show for the last 3 days. We're going to say goodbye to you.
Mission accomplished, baby. Chuck.
Thank
you. Yeah, you did a heck of a job.
Thank you.
And you get to go on the walks with your daughter and stuff.
I'm excited for it.
Sounds like it.
Walchuk actually crawls on those just to like get down on the sidewalk.
Well, and I'm
just
trying to help her.
Right, yeah. He's like coaching her through
it. Look at what daddy's doing, and maybe she'll do it too.
Good. So you got to get down on their level.
How many mark that's, by the way, did we get for Walchuk in the last 3 days?
Because I can think of at least three.
Like eight.
Yeah.
He's been doing a great job.
We had four alone today.
Oh, great.
Four alone today?
Well, when you're at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless on Friday, you can listen to that masterpiece of the week. Mark Roll that. Home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Corey will be back right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Ooh, you peg me as a sexy nurse, huh?